This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
As Senior Vice President and Managing Director for DIA Japan, Akio Uemura works with the Advisory Council of Japan and with industry, academia, and regulatory counterparts throughout Asia to enhance and coordinate DIA's work in Japan. Before joining DIA, Uemura-san was Executive Director, Head of Japan Development for Allergan Japan, and Director and Head of Allergan Japan Regulatory Affairs. He earned his PhD in Bioengineering Sciences from Osaka University. I am Alberto Grignolo, editor of DIA Global Forum. Uemura-san has also been a committed DIA volunteer for many years and joins me today to discuss his leadership and vision for DIA Japan. Thank you for joining us today, Akio, and welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Alberto, for your time, and it's my pleasure to have this opportunity to have a conversation with you.
First, how did you come to know of DIA in the first place?
It's been a while since I get to learn DIA activities. I remember it was in between 2003 or 2004 when I lived in the United States, Indianapolis, Indiana. I worked for a company located there. You can imagine what company it is. And at that time, I had an internal meeting in San Antonio, and I attended the internal meeting there. And at the same time, my boss at that time offered me to join the annual meeting, which I was not very familiar with. After I joined the annual meeting in San Antonio, I was really shocked by the size of the meeting. I believe it must have been 8,000 or so. And I was in a project management area, and I learned a lot about the engagement that a volunteer made in the conference. So it fascinated me in a moment, and that made me continue attending annual meeting. Since then, I submitted the abstract almost every year. And as far as my abstract session was accepted, I attended the annual meeting consecutively until last year, which was more than 10 years consecutively. At that time, my predecessor asked me to be the leading position in DIA Japan. So that was my short history with the DIA activity.
It's quite an interesting journey. So you've gone in the span of 15 years from just learning about DIA in the first place in San Antonio to now leading DIA Japan. So let me ask you, what previous professional experiences have prepared you for this role as the leader of DIA Japan?
I've been with the industry for about 40 years until I joined DIA this year. The area that I worked is mostly in R&D, but varies a lot, starting with the discovery science. Discovery science for about 20 years. And then I jumped into project management, joined a global company, and then worked in the US for a while, and changed then to regulatory affairs. And then the last one is clinical development. And when I was in the project management, I worked also in the commercial area of marketing activities as a project leader. So I spent a long time in various areas, which made me experience in various areas as well as the skill set to work with people from the various functional groups. So those experience has contributed to my capability to lead DIA Japan at this moment.
When you say discovery science, you mean that you were a scientist in the lab for 20 years?
Yes, including management area, mostly in an animal pharmacology. So I played a lot with rats and mice.
So your career has really covered many areas along the continuum of drug development, from discovery through to clinical development, project management, and regulatory affairs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Turning to Japan specifically, what do you see as the most important challenge to clinical research and healthcare product development today in Japan?
Well, Alberto, as you know, there are so many challenges in the R&D area. One is the revolution in the clinical trials. As you know, the clinical trials have developed for a very long time to include very complicated endpoints and designs and the thorough exercise to make the data as integral as possible. As a result, clinical trial cost has increased to very greater level. And that becomes a problem to make the drug very expensive. And there are many efforts which are being paid to streamline those processes and make the cost as accessible as possible. So that's one of the biggest challenges in this area.
So the issue you've identified is the high cost of clinical trials in Japan and measures that need to be taken to try to reduce those costs and make them more affordable and accessible.
That's exactly right.
So what are the opportunities for DIA Japan to help solve this challenge?
Well, it's really common to what people are doing globally. This is an area where there are many people's involvement is necessary from various functional areas. So DIA proposed to have a forum to get people together to talk about creative method to streamline clinical processes and reduce the cost and shorten the timeline for the drug evaluation and come to a new solution for obtaining the clinical outcome. So the DIA is contributing to provide opportunity for the discussion.
What will be the output of this forum that DIA Japan plans to convene? Will there be a white paper or a set of recommendations? What will come out of this?
At this moment, this adventure has just begun, so we don't know exactly what outcome we are coming up with. This is the area where there are so many people try to come to a certain agreed method. So DIA may contribute to provide opportunity, and it may not be the clear path to the outcome created by DIA. So anyone can reach a certain outcome. In other words, a certain companies start their own trials as a result of the discussion that DIA provides. So outcome may not be very clear.
Based on your long experience in clinical, though, do you have some idea as to what kinds of actions might help bring down the cost of clinical trials in Japan?
There are so many different ideas, many people may already tried some of them. But the use of the patient registry instead of running the controlled clinical trials or existing database utilization or the patient enrollment method may be much more streamlined by utilizing the remote access by the patient. I think some of them are partially realized in some part of clinical trials which are already available. Yeah, in the future, we don't know how creative we can be. So we are still in the middle of the discussion.
I guess your main point is that DIA Japan is going to convene a forum to have important conversations around the cost of clinical trials. So DIA in this case is the convener.
Exactly. Right. We have several sessions related to the liberalization of the clinical trials in the coming annual meeting to be held in November. And we are also thinking about having a similar type of specialty meeting in the coming year, 2019.
Turning to another topic for which DIA Japan will have a conference, in October, you will have the first DIA Health Economics and Outcomes Research Workshop in Tokyo. Can you tell us what is the state of outcomes research in Japan at this point?
Well, for clarity, I would like to define the term outcome. In this particular forum, we are dealing with two areas of researches. One is health economics, and another one is health outcome research. And the combination of those two areas will bring us, which we are expecting, to a certain method of evaluation of the new drug's value, which improves access of the drug to the patient. And the health economics discussion has been held for a relatively long time, but a challenge is that there is not a very clear definition of the data collection and the standardization of the data. And there are certain group of people come to standardization, and recently the health economic data have much been improved compared to the states several years ago. And the health economics data is being handled as a part of a new drug price determination by the government. In contrast, health outcome data is something the companies are not familiar with compared to the Western countries. And there are a limited number of companies where they have health outcome specialized divisions. But thanks to the globalization of the discussion, number of companies that have outcome research division is now increasing. And the companies are trying to utilize both health economics data and health outcome data for the price negotiation with MHLW. But at the same time, the issue related to the price is that there's a very specific and unfortunately not very scientific price determination processes that are established for a relatively long time ago. And such a new trend of the determination of the new drug value is not clearly incorporated in the price determination by the health organization. This is very different from the Western situation, and the DIA forum is going to tackle this complicated situation and try to provide the new viewpoint to provide the method which can be agreeable by the various stakeholders to evaluate the new drug values in the future. But this is still a very challenging situation, and this is just the beginning of the long-lasting discussion which we are expecting.
Given that, as you pointed out, the experience with health economics and outcomes research in Japan is more limited than it is in the rest of the world, will this conference include speakers from outside Japan?
At this time, we are going to limit the speaker from Japan, but they are going to talk about the situation outside of the country, try to introduce the Western method and status of the outcome researches.
And of course, Japan implemented a very significant drug pricing reform in April of 2018. Is that right?
That's correct. And that's the drastic change, but still very reactive to the fact that new cancer drug and the new hepatitis drug are very highly priced based on the traditional pricing method, and not very scientific change was brought to the new drug pricing system. So that's something that we are going to challenge for long term. But as I said earlier, we would like to talk about the statistical and the scientific method first, not tackling the price determination method from the beginning. So this time we are not going to talk about the pricing determination method.
This workshop is another example of DIA convening important conversations on a very, very important topic, important in Japan, but also in the rest of the world, and that is health economics and outcomes research.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you.
Moving to another topic, in December, DIA Japan will host the third DIA Cell and Gene Therapy Products Symposium. I want to ask you, when was the first symposium offered, and how has the science of cell therapy and gene therapy progressed in Japan since that time?
This new symposium was third symposium, and we did the similar symposium twice in the past. So 2 years ago, we started this symposium. The progress that were made in Japan can be summarized as follows. The first conference was held because the government, Japanese government, wanted to deliver a new regulation for the regenerative medicine, mostly cell therapy products, which included very drastic change in the approval process. Even if such a product was not completely proven safe and efficacious in the robust phase 3 study, they can give the approval, and with the condition that they are going to have post-marketing additional data.
So this is the new conditional approval mechanism implemented by MHLW late in 2017, right?
That's correct. So that was the first year trigger of the start of this new series of conference. And based on that new regulation, the second year, the two products were approved. One is the cell sheet for the cardiac failure. And the second one is the stem cell preparation from the peripheral blood for the acute the graft versus host disease reaction. So those are the two and the very fast developed products. And third year, we are going to see more to come. And we also want to discuss the issue related to the product quality for the cell preparation and also the stable delivery of those special cell preparations. And there's another interest related to gene therapy. Gene therapy was started a long time ago, but regulation could not catch up with the early phase clinical trials. So the third year, we are going to have more products to come. And we will also talk about the product quality and the stable the provision of the product to the patients. And also, gene therapy is being caught up with the regulation thanks to the cell therapy development in early phase. So we are going to expand the scope of the symposium from only regenerative cell preparation products to the combination of cell therapy and the gene therapy symposium. So we are expecting more audience in the third year.
And then finally, in mid-November, you will have the DIA Japan annual meeting. Now, of course, this is a very large meeting, but I wonder if you could share some of the highlights of the program with us at this point.
There are so many focuses in this annual meeting, but the theme of this annual meeting is the cooperation among various stakeholders in the drastic and unprecedented changes in the environment and how we can work together to facilitate the development of the innovation. There are attractive sessions that I would like to introduce. One is Diamond Session number 1, which consists of the Ikumura members. Ikumura, as you know, is a coalition of the international regulatory agencies, and they are doing a new innovation project. And they are thinking about the future new technology coming in the regulatory area. So they employ a method called horizontal scanning. And when you look at the horizon, what kind of new technology is coming in and how can regulatory agencies be prepared for such technology coming? So EMA, FDA, PMDA, and other international regulatory agencies get together to talk about their project to search for the new technology and talk about the several early examples of the new technologies that they want to be prepared for. Number 2 is Diamond Session 2, called the blueprint for the new clinical trials in the future. This is exactly what I mentioned at the very beginning of this conversation, that they will talk about how the future clinical trials would look like. And that they exchange their thought, creative ideas for the new type of clinical trials in the future. So they may start with having dreamy discussion, but at the end, I hope that they will come to a certain concrete ideas of clinical trials that we can see in the relatively near future.
Akio, that brings us to the end of our conversation. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on the future direction of DIA Japan, and good luck with your important work.
Well, thank you very much, Alberto, for having me. And I'm really excited to see you in the coming annual meeting and other meetings in Japan.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining me today, Akio. For DIA Global Forum, I am Alberto Grignolo.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.